listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Titus chapter 3, verse 8, talking to you about how we should remember good works. Here's the verse, Titus 3:8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Some people like to claim that the Bible contradicts itself. Most of these claims are fairly silly, and they can be dealt with easily. Some are a bit more involved and take some effort to understand. Titus chapter 3, verse 8 speaks to one of these more involved matters. You see, the claimed contradiction here is supposedly between Paul and James. The Apostle Paul was one of the champions of the idea of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone. And the Apostle James emphasized the necessity of good works and of a life that honors God. Now, if you took a single verse from James and a single verse from Paul and then set them against each other, you might think there's a contradiction. But then we read what Paul wrote right here in Titus chapter 3, verse 8. Did you see it? Those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. You might say that with that statement, Paul summarized the entire theme of the book of James. Paul definitely believed in good works and that Christians should maintain them. In fact, he wanted Titus to affirm constantly this truth. It was a faithful saying that should be said again and again. Paul would never say, just have faith, give no concern to good works. No, Paul knew, just as James wrote, that good works are an important part of the Christian life. Yet, good works are not the reason why we are right with God. We are right with God because of who Jesus is and what he did for us on the cross. What Paul and James want us to know is that if you are made right with God, it will show in good works. We are saved by grace through faith, but it is a living faith. The faith that saves will do something, and many good things for God, his people, and for a needy world. To put it another way, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone. We must never put the cart of works before the horse of grace. Ask God for wisdom about your own life. Hey, do you maintain good works? Are you good for something in the here and now? Or are you good for nothing? That's a great question to ask yourself today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.